listener production.
Tensions in the Middle East send shockwaves through share markets.
Next week will be one of our busiest in a while. Join us as we unpack the big items.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve.
I'm Laura.
It's Friday the 19th of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Laura, we've made it to the end of another week, but unfortunately that little game we had yesterday was wiped out quite smartly today.
Yeah, we've way more than wiped out all of yesterday's gains. In fact, at the moment, we're down about 1.1%, 86 points. It's not the worst level of the day. We were down by almost 2% at one point. So we have recovered a little bit, but still quite a nasty session. And what this does is it puts us on track to have our worst weekly decline since late 2022.
Yeah, so we're down about 3% over the past 5 days. We're the lowest we've been at on the ASX 200 in around 2 months. And we've only had one improvement in 8 sessions as well. And one of the reasons for the declines today really comes out of the Middle East and the tensions going on there. So news broke a bit earlier in the session that Israel retaliated against Iran's drone and missile attack, which took place at the weekend. Reports in the Wall Street Journal suggesting that there were explosions near a city, which apparently houses some of Iran's nuclear facilities and a drone factory as well. As is usually the case when there is this type of conflict, it's kind of a mix of reports relating to military conflict, but this is certainly something that could keep markets a little nervous and on edge in coming days and weeks.
But something that has helped us recover a little bit as we've come into the afternoon is that Iranian media actually appeared to downplay the incident in the hours that followed those initial reports. So that's seen us pick up a little bit. But I wanted to just point out the silver lining here. It was only on the first day of April that our market did crack a fresh record high. At the moment, we are about 4.4% away from those levels, but that just proves how quickly things can change.
Yeah, and it's been a mix of factors. I mean, the Middle East conflict has been one, but also concerns that interest rates might be higher for longer. You know, the conversation and the speculation around the first rate cut of the year, not only in Australia, but also in the US and other countries, seems to be pushed back further and further away.
Yeah, we certainly followed the declines on Wall Street last night, but went even further in terms of our market. If we look in month-to-date terms, our market's down about 4.3%, and that's basically on par with what we're seeing over in the US.
And we've talked about this extensively in recent times. It does follow, you know, 5 consecutive months of very strong gains for the Aussie share market. So there's always going to be a point where the market takes a bit of a breather as we, you know, recently, as you said, have hit record highs. But across the sectors today, I mean, there was not too many places to hide. All 11 sectors were down quite heavily, most of them actually falling by more than 1%. So the market very much in defensive mode. Tech, property, financials, which are a bit more rate sensitive than others, were down. Most of the mining stocks, for the most part anyway, were in negative territory. Energy stocks, though, not doing quite as badly. And that was, again, due to news of Israel's attack. That actually pushed oil prices around 4% higher about an hour into the Aussie trading session. So from about 11 a.m. Sydney time. And almost immediately, we saw energy stocks lifting off their lows. So companies like Santos up close to 2% today. Gold prices also temporarily rallied, and that helped some of the gold stocks. Tends to be the case, of course, when there's conflict that money seems to flow to those safe haven commodities. And elsewhere, we had the bond market rallying, and futures also highlighted that the US market could get off to a rocky start tonight.
And it wasn't only today that we saw all 11 sectors down. It's actually been over the course of this whole week. So all 11 sectors are on track to decline. Utilities are on track to post the smallest falls, though, down by just a tenth. On the other end, the worst performer, healthcare, down around 3.8%. Real estate not too far behind that, down 3.6%. Financials, consumer discretionary, down around 3.5%. So pretty steep falls across the board this week. And if we look at the best and worst stocks over the course of the week, the best performer was Telix Pharmaceuticals. Of course, yesterday they hit a record high on their quarterly update. The worst performer, though, is Star Entertainment, with all those issues with its casino license. And of course, that court hearing is still undergoing over the past few days. Now, looking across to some company news, we've had a lot of companies out with quarterly updates. Karoon Energy was one of them out with its quarterly today. They actually had a pretty good quarter. Production was up 18%, but the key thing that investors focused on was the downgrade of its full-year production guidance. Its oil and gas fields in the Gulf of Mexico, Who Dat? That's what those gas fields are called, which I find quite interesting. They were the main reason for the downgrade due to lower gas production. So we've seen Karoon shares down today.
An even larger energy stock today, Woodside, which is the largest on the Aussie share market, under a little bit of pressure. It's down 0.25%, but keep in mind that before those energy prices started to lift today, Woodside was down about 3%. Now, it came out with a quarterly update as well. It said that revenues down about 12% between January and March. It attributed that partly to the fact it didn't produce as much oil and gas, but also it fetched about 5% less for each barrel sold over the quarter. So that didn't help, and Woodside down, but not doing as badly as most other stocks today.
Whitehaven Coal was another one hit with disappointing results. Coal production was 13% lower, sales down 17%. The silver lining in this case was that they are still on track to meet production and sales guidance for the year. So Whitehaven up a touch, just about 0.1% going into the close. Gold Road Resources has been falling today, though. They're down around 1% as we speak after revealing lower guidance for the year.
Pilbara Minerals, one of the big lithium producers, down close to 2.5% today. It told investors that its revenues have fallen again, 27% lower over the March quarter compared to how it did in the tail end of last year. Now, it produced and actually sold a little more lithium over that period, but seemed to be a little short of what the expectations were in markets. But more importantly, and the real issue, is the fact that lithium prices have been falling off a cliff in recent times. So it made 28% less for each tonne that it sold compared to the 3 months to December. The lithium producer has had a bit of a difficult run recently. It's down 3% this year, underperforming the broader market. But always important to put this into context because it's almost five times higher now on the share market than what it was at the lows during the pandemic. And even though it's had a bit of a difficult run recently, significantly higher than where it was a few years ago, profits were down for the company, costs were up. It decided not to pay a dividend, and that also has contributed to the recent sell-off.
And they're definitely outperforming their peers. You mentioned they're down about 3% in year-to-date terms. If we look at some of the other lithium miners on the Aussie market, Core Lithium, Liontown, Arcadium, they're down around the 50% mark in year-to-date terms. So certainly outperforming in that case. Just wanted to quickly mention Netflix. They were out with their earnings after the market closed in the US overnight. They are down 5% in after-hours trade, even though their results were better than expected. So they added 9.3 million customers, which was almost double what was forecast. But the kicker here was their forward guidance. That was less than markets were expecting. So just goes to show just one small detail can have investors quite concerned. And it's usually the outlook that does get markets trumped because we are quite forward looking.
And that's something that's important to keep in mind tonight. So we potentially could see a bit of a sell-off in Netflix, maybe, if we see that continuing as far as after-hours trade goes. So that could be a little bit of a weight on the market, considering that Netflix is quite large.
Next week, super busy. It's a holiday-shortened week. Thursday will be a public holiday to observe Anzac Day, but so much jam-packed into that week. We have quarterlies and AGMs going on throughout the week from the likes of South32, Northern Star, Beach Energy, Fortescue, so many more. We have quarterly inflation figures coming out on Wednesday. That's going to be the standout here in Australia. Over in the US, we have the big tech giants coming out with their profit results as well. I think it's five of the six biggest companies over in the US. Microsoft is one of them. We have Apple, we have Amazon, so many companies. Yes.
Tesla. So there's going to be a lot of big names next week that could certainly move markets. That together with what we're seeing, of course, out of the Middle East will be important.
US inflation right at the tail end of the week as well. So massive week ahead, so much that can move markets, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty next week. Have a lovely weekend.
See everyone.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.